When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
That's great. So carry on. There's people outside trying to walk now.
No, do you know that soundproof? I screamed at Ian to let us know.
What?
This is work.
You know what? You're dead fucking right as well. Go again, Carly. Right, lads, we have a lovely guest today. Obviously, it's Carly, but we're going to hear about her anyway because she never shuts up. But before that, we have my internet best friend that I've never met before in my life. And we've been speaking for how long now?
111 weeks.
No, literally. Her name is...
Oh, hiya, I'm Elaine. Oh, you're talking to me?
Welcome, Miss Cruz. Why is it one Miss Cruz?
Yeah, why one?
It really aggravates me because when I go looking for it, it's
always,
like, no.
I'm always like, is it SS or ZZ?
Oh, don't even start me with the ZZ.
No.
You can change it.
I know I have issues with the ZZ. I got a lovely, can we send you a customised hairdryer? I'd love you to send me a customised hairdryer with two straightening nozzles and a ZZ. No, I'm not using it. Just get that.
So we're having a bit of a problem because Elaine is actually the size of a Polly Pocket.
And she's like a kitty purse.
Yeah, the microphone is just a little bit too big for our little head.
So we are wee Sean on the chair.
Oh, sorry, what? I'm just
very warm.
Oh, me pussy sweats.
So the orange memo,
so
we all got it
from the underdiddy.
No, I just threw orange on.
We all got the orange memo today.
Yours is pink.
That mine is peach, but orangey peach.
I'm just looking at your
blonde.
Hair.
Okay. You're colourblind. Sorry. That is not one of the orange.
Yeah, so the uniform today was wear bright orange and be racially ambiguous.
Oh, don't please.
No, she's slagging me because I fell asleep on the balcony. That's exactly what she's saying.
No, because I actually was going to put on a little bit of Saint-Tropez last night because I was like, I'm the ancestors are screaming because Sean is 900 shades darker
sort of
than me.
What woman are you if you come in here pale?
A woman of not very much colour.
Just a little bit.
No, just, oh no, God, I'm so
fluorescent beige.
Oh, they don't say the beige. The lovely beige. Right, now stop you as ever.
Right, now, because I'm getting very giddy now.
Yeah, I'm getting very warm. I'm absolutely riddled and giddy and I just need to calm down.
So me and Carly aren't going to speak for this whole podcast. I'm going to hear Elaine tell a story about her life because
she
is
95. Well, Elaine's had 47 flat whites.
Lovely, you're pinging.
36 Solvedanes and I feel mentally, emotionally and physically unhinged. So I'm going to apologise in advance.
Yeah, well, you look fucking legal, so it doesn't matter.
That's all that matters.
So can I talk about just for a second, what angles do you be hitting on that Instagram? Because you'd never know you were that tiny. Like, very, you think about this.
Very, very high up.
Right, yeah.
Very high up.
Going to say you've thought about this because there's no way.
It is. I'm very small, but I'm a whole lot of woman.
You're a whole lot of woman.
Whole lot of woman.
This is actually realistically how you came to have followers though on Instagram, isn't it? From being a whole lot of woman.
I'm not really sure.
I don't know how that happened.
I just think it's because I'm slightly unhinged, but out loud.
Yeah, you live your truth.
Yeah. Yeah, no, my phone is, it's kind of like, it's like my diary. Mm. Now, a certain somebody, we won't name names, once upon a time asked me, do you have any friends? Because you're always on your own.
Who said that?
What? You!
Me?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I got real offended.
Did I say that to you?
Ages ago.
Ah, no, stop it, did I?
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
but do you have any friends?
Do you actually have any friends? Because you're always on your own. I was like, no,
Oh, God.
My philosophy in life is I just believe that thoughts are like farts and they're just better out than in.
Oh, absolutely.
I have to get it off the chest.
Yeah, well, obviously, Sean believes in that too, if that's what he said to you.
Yeah. No, if there's somebody sitting in a room with me.
Now, you know?
Oh, sorry, I just can't.
No, if I need to have a rant or a vent or if I need to just get something off my chest, if there's someone in the room with me, I will talk to them. But I spend a lot of time on my own because I live by myself. So that's what my phone is for. That's why
exactly
I get
like me. Like
mortified. Yeah, like a diary.
And then, you just close
and
off
then I get really embarrassed because people stop you on the street and they're like, oh my God, yeah, my ditties are damp as well. And I'm like, sorry, what?
So you're talking to like an old auntie or something and you're like,
nah. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I was just going shop. I'm just trying to get a deli wedge. And you're telling me that you put panty liners in your bra to soak up the moisture. And I forgot that there's people in my phone.
Never knew
there's
that.
People there.
Yeah,
yeah, all the time.
On
all
Tuesday,
time.
Talked about me fanny to the whole entire world. Yep. And then people have approached me and been like, oh my God, Gucci.
Give a look.
And I'm like,
how did that go?
Give a look.
Was it mental for you? Was your DMs happen?
Yeah, I was in the chipper.
Does your ma hate you?
That didn't go really well.
Does your ma hate you?
I haven't seen her. She's in Memphis. She gets
She's in Dolly World now.
She's in Dolly World. Yeah. Yeah. She can dolly me across the job and she gets home after hearing that fucking podcast.
Maybe honky tonking all over English. She will be.
Shiting myself. Now I am. I have to say, do you know what the best part is? What? She talks to me about every single podcast the second it comes out. Either that, I let her listen to it beforehand. Yeah. Sometimes I let her listen to it beforehand as she waits until it comes out. She hasn't said one word to me about it.
She, no,
she hasn't so much as mentioned
my
it.
Mad thinks
I'm glad
mad.
To talk about it though, because I think it's a very important topic. In a previous life before I did makeup, I was a body piercer. So I've seen...
Oh,
yeah, spent my whole life, like 10 years of my life looking at giblets.
Right, okay.
So yeah, and this was kind of before the days of Instagram and, you know, porn wasn't on the internet. So
it was like a catalogue sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like an Avon catalogue.
Oh my God, my brother used to have them dirty magazines. It was a VHS. FHM magazines on. I remember.
Your brother used to have loads of
stuff. Swing your knee to fucking page as a dirty bastard. Sorry, I can't.
The fucking tree bar.
No, fucking stuck together and I'll stop. Dirty.
I remember me ma clearing out the attic and a video fell down that was called This Vampire Sucks.
we all watch
it together as family.
That was actually Sunday night movie.
Yeah, family time. But I've seen loads of giblets. So I used to have friends of mine ask me, going, Elaine, look, will you have a look at mine?
And tell me what the story is like.
Is that normal? Is it supposed to look like that?
There is no guideline for how your vagina should look.
And I remember telling like male friends of mine, I'm like, do you see that sheeny, shiny, pink, polished... The porno pussy.
That's
they're few and far between, love. Yeah. I hate to break it to you, but they don't, like your average Joe doesn't look like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
if it looks like something that's chewing, that's okay too.
Like the amount of messages that I'm at getting now after talking about it, like women saying, well, I've had that done on the sly. So it's nice to know. I'm with my husband however many years, he doesn't know. I went and got it done on my own. People being like, oh my God, my daughter had a conversation with me about this and I kind of blew her off and now you're after encouraging me to go back and speak to her. I've had so many messages only since Tuesday. Yeah, because as you know, I was terrified to bring it up, but at the same time, I was like, I said it in the podcast, if somebody had this conversation in front of me about this sort of thing, would I have went and got it done in the end?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And now in the media, it's such a big thing that they're promoting the fact that women are all different shapes and sizes. That includes their vaginas. So, yeah.
And whatever makes you feel good, just go and do it. I don't even want to put my mouth near a kebab with the meat hanging out of it. So if it bothers you, just go and snip that off.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, a girl did text me saying, it's nice to know that somebody else had corned beef curtains as well. I said,
yeah, bag of messages.
Oh, wow. Yeah, great.
Little less.
So was it like that?
Girl,
no.
So, right,
heard it of
Ian's
what
fucking
like.
Having a heart attack in the corner. Look at this man.
Ian, all right, baby.
Because I do feel like I'm talking about it in front of me brother when I lock eyes with him. So it just makes me real nervous.
Why would you be talking about it in front of your brother?
No. I'm saying it's that real. I feel wrong, okay? I feel wrong. But... No, my surgeon was like, when I obviously had to spread my legs in front of this man, probably the last man I spread my legs in front of.
And you had to pay him.
Yes.
Disgraceful.
Yeah, it was a borderline prostitution. But he was like, I don't really understand like what's going on here. He was like, being honest with you, he was like, you're a young woman. He was like, there's absolutely not a thing wrong. And I was like, get rid of it all.
And that's what happened.
Yeah. And it did.
And off she popped and then you woke up and talked to someone's house.
Put a hemony.
Oh, yeah.
Put that in and put a hemony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little fairy fanny now and we're all happy.
Delighted.
And how many men have jumped into the end since then? I want to know. Because your eyes are glistening there. And hono, what?
I'm
have
a little bit.
You had Reiki the other day, was that? A Reiki, whatever you call it.
Sean, and what like, was are tingling? You going to your Reiki today now?
But I just want to know what was tingling
I
all
don't
over your body.
It's, do you ever get when you fancy someone and your fanny gets a heartbeat?
No.
You're like, that will go after your 30s.
No, I don't like people. especially men.
Yeah, that was, you know, when I was like, obviously you're growing up and you start coming into your hormones and all the whole lot and things start working. I just remember when I was little being like, why has me fanny got a heartbeat?
With the throb.
I said, oh, yeah. Oh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Throbbing. Do you not like that?
No, I just don't remember.
very old. Oh, Nana's God. Very old.
But yeah, no, the other day I got a little bit of a heartbeat and I was like, do you know what? It has to happen. Like, I'm not a person that ever needs anything from a man, but I was like, look, up and off we go.
Well, hopefully that happens this weekend.
Sean.
What? Sharon, if you're listening.
The amount of people that text me being like, how many words did you use for vagina in the last podcast?
No, sorry, like, Ian, how many beeps did you have to beep? Like, I was like, I'm
no,
not going to
know. But why is vagina and vulva or not?
No, but I was like, pussy pipe, G-double-E,
yeah. So this is all going to be like, beep, 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 beep.
No! That was just for Instagram. That was so we didn't get fucked off Instagram.
Keep putting your hair behind her.
It's that little tiny strand. Did you like that? So,
wispy bit.
Can we stop talking about my vagina now?
You started it. You started it.
You started it.
You want to let everyone know again.
Look, I spent 2.5 hours listening to it yesterday. You brought it up.
Oh my God, I do have something very funny to tell you. It's me friend Sean. I went for breakfast with him this morning and he went home, right?
So that's a lovely man that wears a lovely uniform.
Sean, do you love Sean?
I love
you
Sean.
You love Sean.
I want just one of his kids.
Just one?
Several. 18 of them.
Well, when he got home to his house, he sent me a video, right? And he's mass asleep on the bed. And all he can hear is me. Yeah, so like, we have a vagina and everything. And do you know when you did it? And I go, oh my God.
Listening to vagina.
My fanny is after putting that woman to sleep. My vagina serenaded my Auntie Elaine to sleep.
Ah.
Yeah. She's just sitting there sound asleep and there's me barking about me fanny. And she's
you'll have
so
the cam
peaceful.
App are going to be banging your door down.
Oh, literally.
I'm like Stephen King on the end of the
Oh, my, like whispering to the pussy.
I do great sound effects. Yeah. You are pretty. You are beautiful. You are So if anybody wants to whisper to mine, let me know. Elaine.
So Elaine, now that Carly got that all out about Carly, let's know about Elaine.
Oh, you little. You stop doing things like that.
Well, if you think I'm sitting here now for the next however many minutes talking about me, Jude, let's see if another
No.
I don't want to know about your vagina. I want to know about how, again, like, we'll get into the whole Instagram thing. How did that come about? Because you're in the beauty industry
a long time.
When did you become a mua?
In 2008.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, very long time ago.
Did you just fall into it or did you train or what?
I kind of just blagged myself a job, if I'm being really honest. I'd been a body piercer for 10 years. There was only two jobs I ever wanted to do. I wanted to do makeup or I wanted to be a body piercer. I tried to be a makeup artist in my transition year, but I ended up just selling eyeshadows into local chemist. So not quite as glamorous, didn't really work out. So I went off to stick holes in giblets for a few years and then went, no, if I'm going to do this, I need to do it now. So I ended up, I moved to New York for 3 months with a friend who was like, I'm bringing a friend with me. And the friend that was with her was a makeup artist. Right. So I was like, well, this is a sign. So yeah, did New York for 3 months, came back. We were supposed to fly back over together. She flew over. I didn't. I applied for her job. I got it.
Are you going back to America,
Sam,
girl?
Look at you.
Yes, I just applied
for only
job.
In and have a little look at your job. She's grand. Trust me, it all worked out in the end.
She's doing
really?
Well, yeah.
Michelle Regazzoli's all right.
Oh, is that who it is?
Oh, my God. She's all right for her job.
Mrs. Glam. Oh.
And we love Shelley.
We love Shelley.
Yeah, we've come an awful long way now since, you know, blow up Lilo's on the floor of a Pakistani family's garage because that's where we lived.
And I'm sure she's more than delighted to let us all know. Michelle's going to be eyeshadowing. She's pool in Greece, losing her shit.
Yeah, Michelle knows we shared many an awkward moment.
Yeah.
We lived in Harlem for a while.
So she went from Harlem to the manor.
Yeah, we literally lived in what was like a Thai prison in the basement of some old
How
house.
How old were you, sir?
In... Oh, don't make me do that maths. Very old.
Very tired.
Very tired, very sore, much old. But yeah, we lived in Harlem for... We weren't there for long now because there was... Like a Thai prison is literally the only way that I could describe it. Like there was a hallway in the house. None of the doors locked.
Oh, lovely.
So at night we used to have to put our suitcases up against the doors just in case anybody got in.
Lovely.
We slept in the sitting room, huddled together. And there was a press in the hall that your man that owned the house rented out to the local drug dealer.
That's lovely.
Yeah. So that's where we lived for a minute.
Yeah.
It was, I think we went over there in like a February. So it was winter, so it was still snowing. So literally the only white things in Harlem was Michelle Regazzoli, our other friend, and the snow. So I was like, well, I'm going to walk 9 steps ahead of you, both of you, because if anyone's getting shot, it ain't going to be me.
Yeah, you're sorted.
Yeah, nobody is snatching anyone that looks like me. There's fucking millions of me. So you two are on your own.
Yeah, and listen, there's nothing like the fear of losing your life to keep you warm at night.
Do you know what, though? It was actually some of the nicest people I met there were the drug dealers in Harlem. They were all crack dealers.
I'm sure they were. No, so they were
literally the nicest people you've ever met.
Well, of course, it's their business, man.
Jobs. I just fascinated them.
Yeah.
Because this accent and this face, let's be fair.
They got
let's
a little
hard. They didn't get it. They didn't understand it. But I will never forget as long as I live. We used to go to this little deli every morning for a breakfast. And just the look of fear in Michelle's face, I'll never forget it as long as I live. And every time we see each other over the years, we still laugh about it. She went up to order our bacon, egg and cheese, you know, straight out of Castleknock. And is now in a crack den, basically, in Harlem. And some fella, like, pulls up to her, like, Eddie Murphy elf coming to America with the jacket open and a load of shit and rings and all in his pockets going, I buy you La Perla, baby. I buy you anything you want. She's like, no, I'm okay, thanks. I'm just going to get a bag of egg cheese.
Don't underestimate that Michelle one, though. Oh. She's mad.
Oh,
one.
We lived many lives over those few months together.
You snatched her job.
I did snatch her job. 100% flagged myself a job. Right. I'll never forget it as long as I live. I went in to do, because you have to, you get your job with Mac, but then you have to go and do a Brown Thomas interview for store approval.
Are we still in New York or are we back?
No,
we're
home.
Right, brilliant.
I was coming home, I was like, I'll do a little bit of work and get me price for flight back because having a washer. And I was like, oh, look, there's a job going. I'm going to chance my arm. I'd four brushes and not a clue, but I'll give it a shot. I just think when you're that young, you're just cocky. I say that young. I was older than both of you. Older than both of you are now. I think I was 28. But yeah, going in for me store approval in Brown Thomas, and your mum was like, you are going to work on the busiest makeup counter in the whole of Ireland and you've never picked up a brush before. Oh. I was like, come here and I tell you something. I was like, in my last job, if I made a mistake, I could leave you paralysed down one side of your face. I think I'll be all right with a lipstick if I get the wrong colour. And she was like, do you know what? You're absolutely dead right, fair play to you. And 10 years later, the rest is history.
And that was her fucking told.
That was you told.
Now, and BT. I say you would sell ice to the polar bears on that counter.
110%. I was the worst salesman you've ever
never
met
believe it in
your
she
entire
told
life.
Me yes, and I'd be like, absolutely.
No, see, this is the thing. I'm honest to a fault. It gets me into trouble. I'd be like, no, in fairness, you don't be talking to me. Do you know what I mean?
That's like me and Skechers.
Come here, it's €27 for the brow gel. If you want over to Boots, you'll just get a clear mascara for €3.
Yeah.
You don't really need it. I remember getting the second lowest sales on the counter and actually going up to my manager and being like, I think I deserve a prize because I'm not last. Like, for the first time in 6 months, I'm not last. Yeah. I didn't make the least amount of money.
Talk
now,
about
my IPT, my items per transaction, were through the roof. I'd sell you 25 things to each person, but I only serve 3 people.
Because she spent 2 hours talking to you.
No, literally.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Waffling raw for all day. Smoky eye in a counselling session, morning. Morning. Man, I chat you. Tell me all your stories.
So, can I ask you, has the beauty, like, you'd obviously know yourself how much the beauty industry has changed since then. Like, how did people become acclaimed then without the internet and without Instagram and everything? Like, how did people become big names then?
Number one, you had to be a Mac girl. They weren't even open at that stage. Not the same. No, the goal as a makeup artist was to try and get onto a Mac counter.
If you got onto Grafton Street,
it's game
that
over.
That was the holy grail, was to get onto a Grafton Street counter. Then you'd made it. You just made it. Like, anyone that could go in and go to work as a drag queen on a Tuesday, you were like, this is it. You know,
and it was heavy makeup back then as well. Jesus, the grunge.
Do you have any photos? Do you ever look back and be like, oh god?
Yeah, I only put them up a little while ago.
My eyebrows were 3 hairs overlapping, jet black, and I was strung out in a bit of blusher.
Alicia, I think you were the only person that was, because people only discovered blush there 3 years ago.
Oh no, that's because I wore all of it and there was none left for anyone else. I was like Aunt Sally on a Saturday night.
Who
was this date? Me, yeah, my favorite eyeshadow combo. Any Mac girls out there will know it was. Freshwater green, which was like electric green and electric blue mixed together. Humid and Deep Truth, I think the eyeshadow was called. But I used to just blend them with like a blusher brush in a circle.
Right, so you were just like, what are you going around me?
Literally like a peacock. Right. Like a peacock.
Great. Yeah,
with a jet black eyebrow. Jet black eyebrow.
By the win.
Yeah.
Oh, Anastasia, don't talk to me. I used to have my eyebrows printed onto my head.
Like a French.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. Anastasia Dipbrow, baby.
I didn't know what you said there.
Sorry. No, no. I used to have them blocked onto my scalp.
But it was loads of fun.
Was fun.
Yeah. Well, you just go to work like a lunatic. But you get on the bus in the morning, do your makeup on the bus, and then the bus might be looking at you funny going, she had to pay.
Who's this port?
Who's your one?
Climbed in the window.
Yeah.
How long were you in there for? And I want to know, and did you go from four brushes up, or did you keep the four brushes all your life?
I think I still have some of them brushes. Quality, lads.
Yeah.
No, the makeup artist has, makeup industry has massively changed because of social media.
Yeah.
And I think only in the last, when it kind of first started to trickle in, it was, people didn't really understand that it's two separate sides of the same industry.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because now you can be like what most would say, like a professional makeup artist, because you work on other people, or you can be a content creator. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a thing.
So it's two completely different things either way.
Two completely different things.
Yeah.
And the two don't always cross over. I no more want to put a lip balm on me and film myself. Not a fucking chance.
Yeah.
I don't even want to wear makeup for money. So I don't
this is what I find.
I'm 40 years old. I'm sick of looking at myself. I don't want to look at my own face. I'm useless. That's what I mean. I will never win Businesswoman of the Year award. Is never going
but
to me.
But see, right now I have to ask you honestly, and I'm not calling you out here, but
I'm already got
no,
me back.
She actually is calling you.
Do you know what? Fuck, I might as well go all in. Do you ever hear the phrase "wasted talent"?
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that there's money to be made online, and especially with your personality, the skills you have, and how long you've spent in the industry, I really think you could fucking rake it up online.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
She doesn't want to.
I just don't want to.
That's what I'm saying.
Very tired.
Yeah, very tired. No, I get you. Yeah.
Many old.
Yeah.
Much old.
Yeah, I put up on sponsored posting them in bed for 2 weeks.
Yeah, very sore.
No, it's all.
And a mattress.
Very tired after that. I was very tired after that.
Do you love it?
I got you.
It took you a few days
back
to get into it, didn't it?
Back, baby.
How'd you get back actually after you?
Sorry, Will, and you're all playing clinic.
Look at him. He's like, stop saying that name. This isn't an ad.
Yeah, no. I'm sick of promoting people and not getting paid for it. But Will ironed me out the other day. What a man. What a man.
What happened in your physio the other day?
I don't know if I can talk about that.
Were you in a car crash?
Were you in a car crash?
No, she wasn't actually in a car.
No, as a pedestrian. I know that they say that thick thighs save lives, but they definitely save your teeth from hitting off the ground, because Nana took a Hyundai to the hip. Somebody was like, do you mean a Thai Hyundai? I was like, yeah.
Wow.
A Thai Hyundai accent.
People like, quit. Yeah. Yeah. So where were you on the way to? Can you just set the scene?
I was on my way to work.
Okay.
So I
just picturing this.
Sure. You're going to be a man. Very sore.
Just picturing a little lonely.
Yeah, I can see the trauma in your face.
I know. My arse is black and blue. Black and blue after physio. No, I was on my way around to work. So right. I have a little studio in Dublin A, and I was on my way around to, because I had a customers booked in.
Beautiful.
Got myself a little coffee in the centre, had the makeup kit in front of me, little flat white and a pot around to work.
Right.
Went across the road. There is no traffic coming. And then along comes 97-year-old osteoporosis Mary around the corner, like a bat out of hell, and plowed me. So I took a flat white to the face, a Hyundai to the hip, and then before I knew it, I was looking at the ground. Yeah, inches away from the front teeth. The tombstones were from the curb.
Oh,
and
God.
You have to thank the shield of a makeup bag.
Thankfully. The pallets took the bullet.
Oh, no, God.
I wouldn't have had a tooth.
I just keep picturing it in my head, and I don't even know who Mary is. Or osteoporosis.
The second she opened her mouth, I was like, you know, the Flemings, 1, 2, 3, and osteoporosis.
No, she apologised. Bless her. Now she was very shook, because obviously, when someone hits you with their car, the first thing that you do is go, "Are you okay? Do you need a sit down?
Yeah,
you want me to go and get you a cup of tea?"
Yeah. You stood up off the
ground.
Will
I call an ambulance? No. Do you want to have a little sit down there, Mary? Because I don't think you should be driving.
Where is your chaperone, Mary?
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? Can we just really have this
very
conversation
sore.
Very quick?
Very sore, by the way.
I do think they have to be retested. After 100%.
Yeah.
Do you know
now, because obviously we don't call ambulances and we don't call the police when we get hit by cars because we're self-employed.
And what
so
do you do after that?
We get up off the ground and we go to work. Yeah. We go to work.
To walk out to get
so I rang my sister. She was around the corner in 2.3 seconds. How she didn't kill someone on the way, we will never know. And she was like, okay, we need to bring you to the hospital. And I was like, no, you need to bring me to work. I was like, I have a woman booked in. I was like, she's due in 12 minutes. She booked me via Instagram. I don't have her contact details. So she's either going to be there or on her way. So can you just bring me to work? Obviously, I didn't realise until about 9 hours later sitting in A&E when I actually took a look at myself. Should my whole face was sticky, my eyebrows were stuck to my head. I was like, I had a full face of coffee, mascara run down. I was like, something about a kiss.
Did this woman not take a look at you and go, girl, do you want to go home?
I frightened the life out of her, God love her, because she came in, I'm tears, snot, face full of coffee, rattling. Like, there was 12, I got knocked down by a car 12 minutes beforehand. And I was like, I am not going to be able to do your makeup today. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. She's like, come on, tricky, okay. I was like, you know, I'm grand. I just came by car.
Did she actually care though? Or was she sick?
Oh no, she was lovely.
What?
She was lovely. Oh, she was lovely, yeah. She was 111 years old and her hair, every strand of her hair was a colour of the rainbow. I've never seen anything like her. She is the most fabulous thing I've ever seen in my entire life. She's the coolest woman I've ever met.
And she was
Since have her back in. And she was like, you're grand, love, I'll do it myself. And I was like, ah, okay.
Yeah, she said, you know what, yeah. I'd rather do my own smokey eye than deal with you.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Because Elaine's makeup was down her neck.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she took one down up and said, you know what, actually?
I'm okay. I think I'm okay. Yeah, it's not even October. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right.
And then I had the next client that I had in like a week later because obviously couldn't walk. Like one of my friends texted me the next day. I was like, how'd you feel? Like, how are you feeling today? I was like, I got a smack of a fucking car. Like, I don't know. I was typing. Oh, like, I feel like I'm about to be in, like, hit by a bus. No, I was actually just
Hit by an automobile.
Moving vehicle.
What hurt more, your body or your ego?
Oh, the ego's been dissolved.
It doesn't exist anymore. Do you know what? What better way to live your life?
When is that going to happen for us?
Absolutely not.
Never.
Why does that answer?
I want to know. You know the way you were in A&E? How long were you in A&E for?
10 hours.
And then, is there another A&E story that you were in A&E with a certain someone that you were possibly supposed to go on a date with?
Oh, that poor little man with his foot.
That poor little man? Were you supposed to date this man?
No. Oh, look. Lovely. Right, hang on.
We need fucking video. Ian, open this, bitch. I'm telling you now, I want video.
Not to get too heavy, but I've recently been diagnosed as terminally single. Right?
I thought this was an exclusive. That's what I heard. Podcast exclusive.
Are you raging? I'm not dying.
Oh, you can't tell someone that had cancer that you have to reveal something dangerous.
Well,
my heart's had to fall now. My arse, and I'm not one bit well. The last time them words were said to me, it wasn't very good.
If things are falling out of you, you might need to go back and get a second.
Money back.
Right, come on, tell me all about this.
Yeah, very single.
Yeah,
and we're trying to make peace with that.
Yeah. How's that going?
Not great. No, I was only saying to Sean on the way here, I'd said to a friend last night that I'm just trying to make peace with the fact that I'm probably never going to have sex again, but with someone that I like or respect.
Ah, no.
That's the difference.
I'm attracted to men, but I'm equally as repulsed by them.
Look, hashtag not all men, but it was fucking money.
It was fucking money.
Look, individually, I love men. There's so many men that are
absolute men.
Wow, what is this?
No, there's lots of men that I love and I respect, and some of them are my favourite people in the world. So individually, love them. Collectively, he's not great.
Oh, they're vile. I love a man as a friend, and you know what I love? I love Mickey. So, yeah, I do. An awful lot. But unfortunately, what it's attached to.
Anyway,
if Mickey wasn't attached to a man, we'd all be laughing.
Oh, why don't you go to Thailand then? to have Mickey.
I'm not attracted to women, Sean. I just told you I'm attracted to men. But I just don't like when they open their mouths.
Okay.
A silent man.
Just stitch them up.
Does anybody have a single mime friend? Because I'd really probably get along well there.
No, I do. I do like them. I like them very much. I just have zero tolerance and zero patience. And I just like myself an awful lot more. I'm not here to disrespect, and I would never, ever, you know, come for anybody's physical appearance because I think it's mean. However, this is just a fact. The amount of men that I come across on Tinder and on Hinge, because Sean gets inundated with the images of, I don't know whether it's something in the water in Ireland or what it is, but there's an awful lot of them who could literally like have one eye looking at you and one eye looking for you. I don't know what's going on.
Webbed feet and all. What's happening?
Not even the web feet. I don't know.
You're all right.
There's something
with that.
Going on with the eye. There's an awful lot going on with their eyes. I don't know what that is.
Elaine, I would like to get in on this with you, but I have a viciously lazy eye and I don't think I can involve myself.
Oh, no,
this
I definitely. Oh, no, I. Same.
No,
oh, no, I look
right
like a Bell's Palsy.
Slippy. She's gone.
You're like Captain Jack Sparrow.
I know, that's what I mean. So I can't slide people with gammy eyes because I'm one of them.
What?
Why do you think I have a fringe?
Oh, very good.
My whole face is lopsided. No, it is. That's why you'll never see a photograph of me straight on.
And sorry, can I just ask where that man went?
He's gone.
He just fucked off out of the studio.
Tinder's binging here.
For who? Not me.
Not for me, anyway.
Not for me.
Oh, I have no God. Idea why you asked me what we were talking about.
We were talking about the man in the A&E for your date.
Oh, yeah. So... I have been a serial monogamist for most of my adult life.
Define monogamous. It always pops up and I'm just like, yeah.
In monogamous relationships. So a one-on-one, full-on committed relationship. Right. I just did about three of them back-to-back for the guts of about 6 years or so.
Okay.
Because Elaine loves an Egypt. So after my last relationship ended, I was like, I'm going to do a bit of dating. Actually, the girls took my phone off me and were like, we're getting you all the dating apps.
My friends often try to do that. No, so it's a no-go zone.
I lived in town and I was just having loads of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just like, why not? I live in town. I lived 30 seconds. I lived across the road from a pub.
I only have to walk around the corner.
On Mary Street. Yeah. So I was like, I can actually have a look at you from your bedroom window. If you don't look like your picture, I'm not going. and if I don't like you, I'll be back at home in 30 seconds. Now, this was the beginning of dating apps again, very, very long time ago. So I was on POF.
Plenty of fish. That's the lesbian site. No, it's not.
Maybe it is now, but it's not then. No, it was kind of one of the first ones.
It was, but now it's a lesbian thing.
When I tell you, it's like a fucking open asylum. Because there's none of this matching with people to see if you like someone. It's just
a free-for-all.
Anything goes. 97-year-old farmer leaving your voice notes. Absolutely shameless.
It's like Tinder and Hinge putting together.
Oh, horrific.
It's like, do you know what it's like?
Horrific.
It's like Omegle.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's like.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't do that.
Chat
yeah.
roulette.
Oh, my God.
Remember that in school? You'd be like,
hey!
I barely talk to people that I actually know and like, never mind strangers.
Yeah. But, so the whole POF thing, how did that go?
Yeah, so I was dating. This fella just kept inundating me. He was grand. And I was like, I can't think of a valid reason not to go on a date with him. Like, I can't. There's nothing I'm saying to him.
You couldn't find a fault.
Elaine just looks off fine.
Elaine just
looking.
Knew that I was like, I'm not. No, this is not it. And I was like, oh, do you know what? I'll go for a drink with him. How bad could it be?
Right, go on.
So we showed up with...
Are you gagging?
With a box of chocolates. And I know that sounds like it's real romantic, but like, he was wearing a suit and needed a box of chocolates. God love him.
Oh!
And I don't want to be height this because as we are very, very well aware, Elaine is very, very, very small, but he was about 4'11". And he was wearing a suit. And he looked like he was making his confirmation. And he showed up with a box of chocolates. And I was like, that's
so you were
weird.
Going on the Debs then,
so
yeah?
I'm going on my Debs. He was only short to bring it a corsage.
Ooh.
So had a drink in a pub and then went upstairs to a... Mm-hmm. It was like an amateur comedy night.
And
he just kept making jokes about anal.
What?
He just kept making anal jokes all night. And I was like, I don't really understand. But I met you 15 minutes ago. Why are you talking about anuses? Like, this is not okay.
Because he wanted to enter your mold.
I'm going to be really honest. If he was 6'4" and a Viking, I'd probably would have been like, oh my God, you're hilarious. Oh, you supermodel, get away, your gas. I probably would have been, but I was like, no, you're a walking ick. But he kept getting all shifty in the seat, and I was like, are you okay? Like, are you all right? He was like, oh, just my foot's a bit sore.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, well, why is your foot sore? He was like, I was just in a bit of a panic to get here. So I jumped in a taxi, and when I got out of the taxi, he drove over me full. And I was like, no, are you messing? And I was like, oh, you need to go and get that checked out. He's like, no, it'll be grand. And I was like, no, someone drove over your foot.
Like your actual bones in your body.
Actual bones in your body have been driven over by a vehicle. You might want to get that checked out.
Says the girl that got her hip taken and went to work.
But I was like, Anno, no, honestly, like you need to go and get that checked out. And he was like, no, seriously, like it's fine. It's fine. He was like, no, look, I'm going to be honest with you. He was like, it's taken me this long to get you out on a date.
Oh.
That I'm not going anywhere. And I was like, oh, you're terrifying me now. I'm going to head. I was like, I think you need to go to A&E and I am going to head home. So then I get a text message about 5 hours later that night with a photograph of his bandaged foot. Yeah, he'd broken, I think, 3 of his toes. And sat there making anal jokes.
Oh, sure. Why would you miss out on that?
I mean, it says an awful lot about my company.
I thought you were going to say you looked under the table, and for some reason, my head went elsewhere, and I thought you were going to say you had a big shoe.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you had a boo.
No, I'm not being an ableist.
No, I'm not.
I'm really not. But I thought you were going to say, that thing where someone has to have a big shoe.
The club foot, that's the one. I thought you were going to say that as well.
I thought she was going to say, I looked under the table and you had a big shoe.
I swear to God.
I thought that, but you didn't. You got it better. No. You broke 3 bones in his toes.
Broke 3 of his toes.
And then he stalked me
for about 3 years. Yeah. And I had to block him on everything.
Yeah. Emails.
No, he used to text me on his birthday every year.
On his birthday?
He used to text
on his birthday.
On his birthday.
Yeah, no, it's my birthday today, Elaine. So is there, like, just as a birthday gift, would you send me a message? Absolutely not, no.
As a birthday gift, would you send me a message? Do you ever get the sugar daddy things like, don't want sex, just want a conversation? That's what he said.
I replied to them.
I replied to them. Because I'm like, oh, yeah,
they're not real. I'm like, if I had any inkling, they were.
No, I had one recently and your mum was about 24.
Fuck off.
And I was like, sweetheart, you need to save your money and go to Specsavers and get your glasses because Nana's twice your age.
Yeah, but some young ones have a hardy in front of women older than them.
Yeah, but don't be calling yourself a sugar daddy then.
I wouldn't mind daddy sugar. What? No, don't get me sugar wrong. They have to be of age. But I would, you want to spend all your money on me? Absolutely. Yeah. And again, if anybody is.
I was like, Revolut me €100 and I'll tell you how you want.
Was it?
Revolut me €100 and I'll tell you how you want.
If you Revolut me a one or I go to your house, mind your kids, wash the dills, I'll do whatever you want.
Oh, look at you now. You just started cleaning the house a week ago.
I really am. I'm a domesticated goddess now, I have to say. Yeah, put on tree wash as well. Look at you. What's the story with the hip hand? I'm like your one Winifred off TikTok today. Why do I keep doing that?
No,
we're putting nobody on blast here. I'm still processing.
It's weird. I'm not bleeding smoke and sleeve of Palma.
No, I stopped vaping, by the way, lads. Shots off the vapes.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, it's been like 5 days. That's really good.
And I haven't gone
blue.
It's been five days. I'm like an avatar at home. I'm like, I haven't gone blue yet. No.
No, my diet is 99% caffeine, codeine, and salt, and nicotine.
Do you love a good buff?
No, I'm terrible. And do you know what? I think sometimes it's really unfair that people just assume that people who are in a larger body are overeaters. I'm an undereater. I eat cigarettes and coffee.
You said this,
and
yeah.
And then I have to eat.
What did you have when you went away? 4 Haribo in the crib?
In the space of 3 days, I had 4 Haribo, which probably cost $3,500 because they were from the minibar. But I wasn't paying for it.
I wasn't paying that.
2 pieces of pineapple and a watermelon.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to know because Elaine does some celebs makeups and she was walking around a lovely fancy thing that was worth millions. What were you recording on?
Elaine's on a Lamborghini yacht taking videos of, look at me being all bougie, look at my celebrity clients, and then did like video in the camera. And Sean, the only person that copped it, me leap cards in the back of me phone.
On the Lamborghini yacht with the leap cards.
It's a see-through case as well.
I can't afford to lose that. No. I don't know where it is.
I'd say the thing's topped up to its digits as well. There's a mirror one on that leap card, is there?
I only do the tenors because I lose them. I only do the tenors.
Can you still not pay with your phone on the bus?
No.
It's a fucking joke.
Very backwards.
Who has changed?
Very backwards.
What is it?
Oh, look at you.
Look at the fellies. Like, I know the infrastructure of Dublin. I have you.
You gave us 17 seconds. You're dying to be on this podcast now.
Will you just get yourself...
A minister of transportation in the corner.
Me and Sean haven't stopped with the hip hand and we don't know what's going on.
I'm just sliding down the chair because I'm very small.
Can you get her a heist in because we won't be able to hear her anymore. A heist?
Ian, I actually need a booster seat.
Like, my feet are literally wee Sean under here. I'm not even touching the ground. And Ian, thankfully, really, to the ground.
Right, so come on now. What's next?
No, well, you're ripping into Elaine. Why was your worst day?
Oh, I've never been on one,
so I can't tell you.
What was my worst day? I think I said this before. Ian, I can't remember what I do say on these.
No, you say it anyway. It's between Instagram and the podcast, so you get confused. Right. You told the story on Instagram, but if you'd like a reprisal.
He'll remember anyway. And we're still going to tell us, so don't cut it out, Ian, all right?
Of course, Ed, telling me to stop starting on that man and you're down his neck.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say, Ian, you know what, Ian, I love you and I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Why do we keep talking to you when we're back from holidays?
But my one was, so I was, what was it? Was it Tinder? I matched on someone, lovely man, name is from and he lives in Dublin.
I love the way you are actually outing this man.
Yeah, well, like, it was about 5-6 years ago.
I'm sure he's still alive.
So he's the base, he just wants
to. You're going to have to take all this out. This is GDPR.
Why? Can I speak?
Yeah, of course you can.
Right, well, then stop.
08764
He's an Aries and he
Aries?
Is that a sign?
Aries.
Aries. Yeah, same thing. Aries. That's what I am. An Aries, I'm a sheep. Right, so anywho, is that not what it is? Is it a sheep? Yeah. I'm gonna fuck off.
I agree with you.
What are you?
Oh, I feel like I'm in the middle of a domestic. I'm a Libra and I'm all about balance, so I'm between
the two.
I'm a Libra,
I have a weighing scales as well.
There you go.
What? Yeah. The weighing scales never step on them.
Right, so anywho, back to me. So I went on this lovely match Tinder date with a man that I'm not allowed to say because I'm gonna beep him out. And he's from Beep, which is somewhere down the country, and he's very good at his job, and now he lives in Beep. So basically, there we are, texting away, and he sent me some videos on Beep, but no, I'm only joking. No, right, it was Snapchat. He sent me videos on Snapchat, and he's sending me lovely videos, and he's very funny. He's like, oh, you're very funny. And I think back then, I think I still included my man and everything. She is like the rock of me on Instagram and everything. So I was like, Maggie, in this, she's like, you're a lovely man now, beautiful, beautiful. No, she's like, treat him right and all. Okay, so he's like, right, we'll go for a lovely steak dinner, blah, blah, blah. I was like, right, I'm going to have to go out. I was like, done a little sunbed, wouldn't recommend, not recommending, but that's what I'd done back then. But I had a lovely colour for a white short. So I was like, I'll blend in, black jeans, you know yourself, I'll look lovely. So he's like, I'll collect you, don't worry. I was like, no problem. But I drove down to this man's house because he's like, why don't you just stay here and bring a bottle of wine and come back after dinner and have a bottle of wine and have giggles and chats. And I was like, oh my God, I gave me hit broken. I was like, woo. His electric gate opened, drove me little car in, which is me ma's car that had 4 flat tires, but look, neither here or there. Speaking of flat tires, got into his car and I was like, oh no. I said, this doesn't feel right. And I was like, where are you bringing us? I said, because we're going to be getting scuttered now, like when we have dinner. He's like, no, like just one or two and then we'll go back to the house. I was like, brilliant, no worries. But I was like the Flintstones and I was on the floor and I was like, can you not feel like going over ramps? And it was like, and he was like, I don't really know. Pulled into the garage. So I'm there in my 120 euro brand new white short and I was like, I look lovely. And I got out and I was like, oh no, all the tires are flat. So like we were driving around with just the metal rim and he's like, will you put change into, I don't have change and will you pump up my tires for me?
Oh,
I was like, excuse me? No, he was driving like a literal Flintstone car. Like I'm surprised he didn't cut the floorboards out and ask me to walk into town. But there we are and I was like, oh no, this is a brand new white short. He's like, well, I'm not getting out. So if you don't pump up them tires, we're going to just go to town with this. I was like, okay. Beep, 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 beep from Beep. But I was like, this is great so far. So then just parked his car in Double Yellows in the middle of town beside Street 66. Is that that place?
Parked it
around there. So I was like, okay. I was like, surely you're not going to pay for it because if you don't have change to pay for your tires to be inflated, I was like, you're clearly not. So I was like, where are we going? He's like, oh, it's a surprise. So walking up from Street 66, what is that big building? There you go. He asked me what that was. I was like,
Told you he knows everything about Dublin.
Lord Mayor Transport knows all the streets.
Yes. No, I was like, do you get like baptized in there? And he was like, oh, he's like, you're just fair. He's like, how old are you? And I was like, And he was like, yeah. He's like, I'm moving away because I'm very high up in my job. He's like, what's your ticket? I was like, do you get baptized in there? And he's like, that's City Hall. And he was like, you're a bit undereducated. I was like, I just really didn't know what that was. I was like, but the outside, lovely lights and all. I said, you've done a beautiful job.
You know what to call that, Sean? Call that classism.
Classism. And you know what makes it better? I'm dressed, went out, got me short, got dilly-dallied, you know, get myself. I was like, oh, I'm going to meet the man of my dreams. He's a lovely man. His accent's lovely. He's going to break me hips. All great. Got him a lovely bottle of red wine. Oh. Never drank red wine, but I would have drank the vinegar back then just for him to love me. And
that's
I was
the sexy
like,
one as well. The red is the one that gets you going.
That gets me going, like horny.
Classy, yeah. But
I was like, so where are we going? He's like, just across the road. And everyone's standing outside the 123 bus stop. And he's like, in here. And I was like, oh, that's a falafel place. I said, you just basically, you know, the falafel place at Dame Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to buy me falafels and there was no Seiko wine included. So he got 8 little balls of falafel and he was like, do you want one?
They're $6.99. But yeah. Sharing platters, so €15. Exactly, I come all the time. Yeah. Little
No, that's exactly what he wanted to do for me for my day. So I was like, oh, I'm in a jiffy. Taxi's outside. I have to fly home. So I left him to eat his falafels beside the 123 bus stop. And I went out and drank that bottle of wine. Yeah. And I got fucked and can't remember that night. Me and Katie Kenny. We had a
the
fucking
man of my dreams bought me out for a chickpea.
Oh, a chickpea. Oh, literal.
For a chickpea.
So
that was probably the worst day that I've ever been on.
Wow.
And I was like, I looked lovely and all. I was like, great.
And did you get a little rare when you went out
that
night?
No, I did not. I absolutely just left him high and dry.
No, not off him. When you went out that night, did you get a little rare?
Oh, cannot remember. But I remember back then, Katie Kenny used to always fill me with a bottle of wine before we go out because I was so giddy and I was a brat on nights out.
Yeah.
So I had a bottle of wine and probably like 2 doubles and shots before we went out.
Imagine someone giving you wine to calm you down.
Yeah.
That's a bit of crack.
But so that's probably the worst thing.
In fairness, 2 sips and I'm in a coma.
Oh, no.
2 sips and I'm up on that.
Yeah, I'm
worse sober. I'm actually worse sober because I don't really drink.
Yeah, you're not a drinker.
No,
what's
not at all.
Now?
Not
How
at
did
all.
You find Ibiza without drinking?
I think I had 4 drinks over the course of 3 days.
Right. And did you find it copable? Like, was it?
See, I've only ever been to Ibiza twice, and both times it was kind of work.
Right.
Now, last time was. You're going to do a bit of work, but you can come to the party as well. So, you know, again, I show up at 10:30. I am back home 1 drink later with a slice of pizza at 12:30. Because not able. Not able. It's just, that's just not my
scene. Doesn't do it for you anymore. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yup.
No.
But you love a dance.
Not able.
No. You love a dance.
You love a dance.
She loves
a show
dance.
Pony.
We'll have a little vodka and 7 up on a 90s tune and I will trun myself around like I'm in a freestyle disco dancing competition.
You don't have to wedding, you only had 2 drinks and you're up until hours.
No, like I was up in the Forge a while ago and I actually had to go for physio the next day. No, 100%.
You were in bits for about a week or two.
I was in an awful state.
Yeah. Did I hear and I was sapping from dancing?
Sapping, she
I had to blow dry my hair in the hand dryers 4 times. So I was like,
she did?
I was like a Ginny Joe going home. I was literally like a cotton bud, this absolute state me because I sweated the entire afro off myself 4 times.
Have that pussy popping around the George.
I 3 drinks.
The George, the Forge. That
no, and this is steak and a style and cooking beside you and she's there doing tumbles.
I'd say the steam and all of them. I sweat.
Yeah. So and then I see on the jazz blitz with 2 gammy ankles with my pelvis out of place. Yeah, no, I had to go for physio.
But was worth it worth it?
Absolutely worth it. All I need is a good song.
Yeah. I just love a little dance on a night out.
You do? You love a chat.
See, I don't want to talk to you. That's the thing I don't want
to
talk
to. No, I used to love a chat.
No, you do love a chat.
No, not anymore.
To be a Bell event, you went missing for an hour because you wouldn't stop talking to people.
I was busy, Sean.
You had 1 drink and you're like, I'm going to get me second one. I was like, we're here 2 hours.
Yeah, I was a busy
girl.
Yeah,
so you were talking.
Yeah, of course
you never
I was talking.
No, I only drink on a night out to actually quench the thirst.
Oh, no,
because
I'm
so wet and from the back of my knees because I will trun myself around like a lunatic. Yeah. And I have the time of life.
That's what it's all fucking about. I'm not a big drinker.
So
I'm not a big drinker at all.
Wasn't for me now. Wouldn't be able. When you were talking on the last podcast and you were talking about your outfits for Ibiza, I actually went red standing in my kitchen. I was garlic for myself.
Why?
I was like, I went because it was a very last minute.
Oh, so very last minute. It kept getting changed all the time.
It just kept getting changed. We're flying them. We're going to Knock. We're going to Cork. We're going from where. So, and then all of a sudden it was like, yeah, can you just be in my house in an hour?
And she was in the middle of town with her nephew.
I was like, I'm about to collect the 5-year-old from crash. So I literally showed up at my sister's door with an empty suitcase and just hooshed her entire wardrobe into it. Did a run around pennies, scooshed everything into a bag as well and hope for the best. Thank God that there was no like, you need to weigh your bag because it would have cost me $3,500 with the weight of the suitcase. Wore none of it. So Ocean Beach, Elaine has 1 swimsuit. 1 swimsuit that has a cut out hole in the middle of it and my ditties are as long as tomorrow.
Literally,
any of the women out there who when your nipples come out from underneath your crop top, I'm talking, you are my people. So I had to take myself into it just to hold them in because I was like, my nipples are literally going to come out the hole in the middle of this.
So
like if I so much as get a fan and waft myself, there's going to be a ditty on my lap. So I had to tape myself into it. And I was like,
and how did the tape work in that heat?
No, it did work, but now I can't go to the toilet.
Oh, fuck.
Because I can't take it off.
No, I definitely wouldn't have had a drink.
Pull the little pussy piece to the side.
Yeah, I had to.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? You shake and you say good luck, and that's what happens.
Little package of wipes would be grand.
Yeah,
would be grand.
Little femme fresh wipes.
Yeah, little femme fresh. Little femme fresh.
Look at Sean getting so nervous. Sean is like,
I'm not getting nervous. That sounds lovely. Sounds like a great experience.
Yes.
Sounds like a great experience. But I pissed myself on stage.
Yeah, so
one
that,
night when
that
I was
really
my that
helps. Experience.
Did I ever, sorry, just the way you said that you said you pissed yourself and
because
sin.
I was just thinking of her, like, but she wasn't even drunk, and now I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have just said
no, you should have.
I was scared and I just pissed myself. I knew I had black jeans and I couldn't walk down them spiral stairs. So I just continued on and poured the piss out my shoe and put the shoe back on. Had
look,
a ball.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Have you ever been to prison?
Check.
Or have you ever been to jail?
Just because I have that tattoo on my ear, Elaine, doesn't mean that I've done anything in the Doka Centre.
That's the first time I ever seen you my whole entire life. I wasn't looking at your ears.
Oh, well, it's a running joke.
You've got your hands on your hips. You haven't fucking taken them off.
The L blob. No, I've not been in prison. Okay. Now, don't get me wrong.
I didn't mean prison. I just mean I'd ever been arrested.
May have gotten a little J-Lo at some point when I was a child. But listen.
Have you? You definitely have been.
Just the once.
Tell us.
Just the once.
And how?
And what age? And where?
Long
and
story short, adult. Sean, everything I've ever done is when I was an adult because I've been alive for a very long time. I may have been accused of glassing somebody once.
Oh.
I didn't. I did pour a drink on someone.
Right, okay.
Because she started on me 97 times.
Ah, well,
so you gave her 97 chances, really?
I gave you 97 chances to, is there any chance you'd just let go of my neck? Because that'd be great because I'm just trying to walk past you to go to the toilet. And then she just wouldn't let go. So I just had a little vodka and Red Bull in my hand. So I just poured it over her head.
Yeah.
So of course.
Did you pour it or did you fling it?
No, I poured it. Okay. I literally poured it.
Yeah, like slow-mo Mean Girls 2001.
Slow-mo Mean Girls. Play, no, you need to now let go. Now we're not having this now. We've been at this all night. This was someone that I knew that I was quite friendly with.
Messing.
But just drunk and was trying to get me attention but kept grabbing me by the throat. I was like, no, can you leave that out now?
If you were a man, it'd be different. But you're not, so can you just leave it?
No, if it was a random stranger that was trying to fight me, it would be very different. But it was just... We knew each other. She was drunk and was just woolying on me. And I've asked her 100 times now to stop.
Was she doing it in kind of that overbearing, friendly way where she thinks she's being funny, but she wasn't?
No, she was a really good friend of mine's ex. They'd just broken up.
Oh.
And I was kind of the go-between.
You're stuck in between.
I was the go-between. So she was just obviously going through an awful lot of feelings and was just kind of taking it out on me. So yeah, I just poured a little drink over. And before I knew it, lo and behold, Elena's being... escorted out of Lily's Bordello.
oh my God.
Yeah.
Lily's was a mad kippy. Yeah. All the shit you saw.
Yeah, so I was just, I was like, I'm just going to go over and get me back because you don't even have to ask me to leave. I know that I'm going. I'll be at the door.
Don't need to attend me, guard. I'm coming.
I'll be at the door waiting for you. But she rang the guards and she rang an ambulance for herself and came out holding her head. I was like, you're at the ring an ambulance. You're sticky. You're at the ringing. The paramedics because you're sticky.
Sorry.
No, you're
just
sticky.
I just in my head.
Yeah, no, it's red. You are, your hair's sticky and you're after ringing the paramedics. Okay. So the guards are like, oh yeah, and it's Len Cruz. I was like, yeah, it is, yeah, how are you? Yeah, what can I help you with?
Do
you
know?
Just want to come with us. I was like, for what? Where are we going?
Yeah. Are you flirting? Is are that what's flirting? Going on here?
Is this a
so they're like,
party?
You
want
to just
what's
get
happening?
Into the back of that? And I was like, are you actually joking?
For my birthday, you shouldn't have.
Now, there was a little bit of a, long story, but there was a little bit of a tussle outside that I wasn't involved in. It was between two other men. I might have taken a dig in the face.
Yeah, it's just about to say, it's very hard to believe.
But, you know, again, I'm 5 foot, but think I'm 18 foot six. And if you're going to square up to me, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, like, listen,
I'll give it a shot. I might not be able to swing a dig, but Jesus Christ, I could take one.
you won't rock me.
Yeah. So I was like, so I'm going to get the head punched off me. I'm now being arrested. I'm sat in the back of a Mariah going,
oh, a Mariah, not even a normal car.
Not even a normal car. Mariah. In the back of the Mariah with me phone going, texting me fella at the time going, here, I don't know if I'm going to be home later. Because I'm not really sure what's going to happen. I was like, I poured a drink on your one and now I'm in the back of a car to phone. But they opened the van, obviously, see me with my phone. They're like, yeah, we're going to take that. And then my friend's brother joined me.
Ah,
so that was nice to have some company. Yeah.
For the little spin.
Yeah, yeah,
spin down to Pier Street.
Pier Street.
Yeah. So I think it was 6 o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock in the morning when Elaine was let out. And I remember walking out, like went into them, gave a statement, had the chats. I was like, how many lipsticks do I have to give you to go home? Because I will smoky eye you every Saturday for the rest of your life if you just give us me laces back.
Elaine!
Just give us me shoot a lace. Any chance of a scritchy blanket, I'm free.
Oh, did you take all your clothes off?
Oh my God, yeah.
This is what happened.
So oh, you don't beep. Like hurt yourself. Yeah. They take your laces off you, take your belt
in the full
off
nudes?
You. No, not in the full nude, just anything that you
they
could
they do it as precaution, so yeah. Basically.
They're just doing it to be pricks.
So cover that fucking back, they do more damage to you than you would to yourself.
Yeah, so I just walked around in a circle in a freezing cold white room for a while. and then the next morning, obviously they
sounds
let
like
me
your future relationship.
I like had the chats of life with them. They were absolutely lovely. And I was like, look, this is what happened. I was like, I poured a drink on her. That was it. I literally poured a drink on her and they're like, we're going to get the CCTV, blah, blah, blah. Turns out she has done this to four other people before.
What?
Yeah.
This board's just gone around pretending to be getting glassed.
This was her fourth time that she'd accused somebody of assaulting her.
That's a busy bastard, that. What?
Very tired.
Yeah, but I get out the next morning and I'll never forget it as long as I live. Walk through, open the door, you know, the glass panel on the door.
I just see
my fella standing there looking at me. And I was like, can I go back in for another couple of hours till he calms down?
Oh.
can I check back in there, please?
Go back. There you go. But I didn't do that.
So, Len, what was it like? Is this like your second podcast?
No, I've done a few. Okay. I've done a few now.
And this is your favourite?
Obviously, this is my favourite.
Yeah, very cool.
I'm going to be really honest with you. I'm always very surprised why people ask me to do this because I've absolutely no idea.
You are probably one of the funniest people. No, genuinely, yeah. I don't get it.
I get asked onto these things when there's a topic and they're like, you know, you're all about body positivity. I was like, am I?
I know we were going to do
I'm
all
like,
this.
No, oh no, I put that as a hashtag once. No, yeah. I'm just fat and I like myself.
Yeah, feel myself into thinking it. Like.
Yeah, no, I'm like, no. If you get some kind of body positive, if that makes you feel better about yourself, because I'm just fat and living my life.
You're inspired
I'm absolutely delighted for you, but that's not really the intention. Yeah. The least interesting thing about me is what I look like.
And I, do you know what? I've heard that said only recently, and I completely agree. And I feel like it's the exact same thing about myself.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I'm just.
But that is what we said. We were kind of like last night, me and Sean were chatting on the phone. We were like, topics to talk to her about. We were like, fuck it, actually, just
I
let
was
her
like,
spin.
You don't need it.
And just let her be her, and that will be more than enough.
If I can talk to you for 4 hours on WhatsApp and the conversation keeps going, I knew you'd just spit.
Remember that
this.
Night we were on FaceTime? We were on the phone literally about 4 hours.
None of us have ever met each other.
Never.
What?
This is your first time. No, I genuinely feel like I've been absolutely bamboozled. Because the size of you when you walked into this studio.
Stop it now.
I'm not
one of the borrowers.
No,
I
am. She is like the borrowers. Oh my God,
I have body dysmorphia. I just think I'm 18 foot six.
It's always the tiny ones.
Green giant.
Yeah.
I also think I'm a size 10, but hey.
No, you're the winchiest, chinchiest, funniest little woman I've ever met.
And we love you so much. We are so happy that you came on the podcast. To finish it up, actually, because this is one of the last ones before we finish up season one, and maybe Ian might probably sign up for season two.
With video.
And lights in a room, and he's looking at us like, ha, yous are done.
Very glad there's no video now.
What are they talking about contracts for?
Big fat liars. Will you
give us a proper? Ian really said, stop your shit.
Yeah.
And finish
in the politest possible way went, is there any chance you could just shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
Just shut the fuck up and wrap it up.
Right, well, how many more? Can we have 2 more minutes, Elaine? I want to know why you love me so much. That's all, really.
Oh, I was about to answer.
No, she is about to answer.
Go on. Like,
okay, and I'm ready.
And then Elaine can finish it off.
No, was that a genuine question?
Oh, no, she is. She can't tell me. I'm very insecure today. Let me tell me she loves me.
I do, and I love both of you. I just connect with anybody who just has the absolute balls to be themselves and is just unapologetic about it. That's it. like Speak Now or Forever Hold Your Peace, I'm all about it. And I think especially online, it can be such a scary place. Like, I've only gotten to see the other side of how mean social media could be.
Yeah.
Someone called me Beyonce after being dragged through a bush, which I'll take, because I'll take a Beyonce reference backwards,
whatever way it comes,
upside down, whatever it is. But I just think what you guys do is so important, because there's just so much bullshit out there. Mm. Like, people tell me that I'm mad all the time. And it, to be honest with you, sometimes that word bothers me.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the three of us have in common, is we just, there's no filter.
Yeah.
There's just no filter.
That's like my said, type of people.
Pots are like farts. They're just better out than in.
No. And this is it. We could all pretend to be Disney princesses and be all fucking brilliant at the end of the day. We just love a buzz. That's right.
Now, Amy, you're delighted you said that, because that was a lovely ending, wasn't it? Yeah. And we're going to sign yous off now, lads. And we will not talk to you until...
We're home from our holidays.
Okie dokie.
I'm not going anywhere.
But she is self-employed and she's a makeup artist. So if you want to book her, she's in the industry 40 years.
Yeah, I have an Instagram page with 6 followers, 9 pictures. I've been doing it for 14 years, but I'm very good.
And it's one Miss Cruz if you want to give her a little follow very there. Good. Take care, everyone. Love you.
Thanks so much, Alain. Bye.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.